Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have Kathy Gowell, who's with the Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am marvelous. You're going to talk about Medicare supplement plans, and I am just really excited. This stuff is really confusing.
Well, it's very exciting for me to hear somebody else be excited about Medicare. Open enrollment just ended, and I got a lot of questions this year about Medicare supplement plans, and so I wanted to kind of clear up some confusion and talk to folks about their options. So the one thing to keep in mind, first of all, is Medicare supplement plans, also known as Medigap plans. You can work with an independent broker anytime through the year to work on switching a plan. You're never guaranteed that you're going to get into a new plan, which I'll talk about here in a second, but Medicare supplement plans are not tied to our traditional open enrollment periods that we hear of when we're talking in the fall about Medicare. So the biggest question folks brought to me this year about their supplement plans was premiums going up. And just like any other insurance, we see an increase in premiums for all of our Medicare plans pretty much from year to year. And what has happened is we've got some supplement plans where we seem to be noticing larger increases in premiums, particularly in the Medigap Plan F, as in Frank. So what happened with this particular plan is they have closed the plan and they are no longer actively selling the plan. The only way you can get into this plan is if you turn 65 prior to January 1st of 2020. So this has created a little bit of a bottleneck where we're not bringing younger, healthier folks into that plan. And as we age and our health concerns increase and our claims increase, that is helping cause some of the issue with the increasing premiums. But you're not stuck in that plan. I tell folks, you may be able to switch, you may not be able to switch, but ask the questions. Don't be afraid to ask. If I don't ask a question, then I don't know if I can change. And worst case scenario, if you find out you cannot change, you still have your insurance. And Medicare supplements are extremely comprehensive. The F plan is the most comprehensive of all of them. So if you are in an F plan and you are frustrated with your premiums, there are a couple of things that you can do. First off, I would call your company directly. Call the customer service number on the backside of your card and talk to them about stepping down to a different supplement plan. So you can go from an F plan possibly to a G plan if your company will let you, or step down to an N plan if your company will let you. So I tell folks, always start with your current company first. So what are the differences? Well, the F plan is going to pick up everything that your Medicare B does not cover if it is a Medicare allowed expense. The difference between the Medicare supplement plan F and plan G is the only difference is the G plan does not pay that Medicare Part B deductible. And that is not a significant difference in the plans. Next year's Part B deductible is going to be, I believe, $257 for the entire year. So not a significant difference in benefits, but may save you money on your premium. Stepping down from a Plan F or G to a Plan N, you have a couple of other changes. One being you may have a copay when you go to the doctor of up to $20, or when you go to the emergency room, up to $50 if you're not admitted in the hospital. And the N plan, compared to the other two plans, does not pick up Medicare excess charges. So it's a little bit less comprehensive coverage than the G, but it still provides you very good overall comprehensive coverage. So ask the questions, talk with your current plan, and see if there is an option there. Something else you can do is you can always shop around to new companies, but we're never guaranteed to be able to be accepted into a plan. Once we get out of our what I call protected windows, our special enrollment windows, or the initial window when we first sign up for Medicare, Medicare supplements will ask you health-related questions. And through this medical underwriting process, they may decide that they don't want us if we've got significant health concerns, or they may accept us into a plan but accept us at a higher rate. So leaving your current company and going to a different company is something that's a little bit trickier when we have some of those chronic health concerns. But I say this again, always go out and try. Worst case scenario, you're still in that plan that you have and you still have comprehensive coverage. So don't be afraid to ask. What I do recommend is, folks, anytime you're interested in switching your Medicare supplement plans and shopping around, always work with a broker. Dates are very specific. You don't want to get yourself in a pickle where you accidentally get unenrolled and you cannot get into another new plan. So work with an independent broker. Start with the person that you bought your first supplement plan from. See if you can get some help there. And if for some reason you can't research that person, go to a broker who's going to represent more than one company. Super important, because they're going to have multiple choices for you, and the individual brokers are also going to have a good feel for whether or not a company would accept you based on your particular health concerns. So you don't know if you don't ask, so I encourage folks to ask. If you have specific questions on the different Medicare supplement plans available within the state of Kansas, you can go to the Kansas Insurance Department's website. That website is insurance.kansas.gov, and in the search bar, put in supplement plans, or you can give me a call at my office, and that number is 913-294-4306.
Thank you for your information.
You're very welcome. I always tell folks that Medicare is like a bowl of alphabet soup.
Oh, that's a very good analogy. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 will be the Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub.